USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. You know, God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, you know, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The White House is requiring everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask or face covering after coronavirus scares near President Donald Trump, spotlighting the challenge Trump faces in instilling confidence in a nation reeling from the pandemic. The directive comes after two known cases of COVID-19 among staffers in one of the most protected complexes in America sent three of the nation's top medical experts into quarantine and Vice President Mike Pence into self-isolation. A top world health official is warning that countries are essentially driving blind in reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back the flare-up of coronavirus. Dr. Michael Ryan, the World Health Organization's emergency chief, says that robust contact tracing measures adopted by Germany and South Korea provide hope that those countries can detect and stop virus clusters before they get out of control. His warning comes as France and Belgium emerge from lockdowns and the Netherlands started to send children back to school. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Gas prices are starting to rebound, and USA Radio's John Clements has details.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Mississippi at $1.48, Texas at $1.48, and Kansas, also at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75 per gallon, Washington at $2.42, Oregon at $2.37 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clement.
A surfer was killed in a shark attack near Santa Cruz, California, at the Manresa State Beach. A 26-year-old male was surfing when he was attacked by an unknown shark species, according to the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Department. The department said the victim was pronounced dead on the scene and the next of kin was notified. That stretch of beach 1 mile north and 1 mile south of the attack will be closed for 5 days as a matter of protocol that goes into effect during any shark attack. The state beach was already closed to non-locals to slow the spread of COVID-19. The United States saw a rise in shark attacks from 32 in 2018 to 41 in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.